Students March for Free Education, Socialist Students. On the 19th of November, over 5,000 students joined the lively march calling for free education. The demonstration was a brilliant display of huge anger and determination to fight back. Students had come from around the country, some without any support from their student union, instead organizing with friends to make sure they could attend. Socialist students had a vibrant contingent with lots of chanting and some fiery speeches. Over 60 socialist students members joined this block on the march, with more throughout the demonstration. One of our chants was "Students and workers, unite and fight." The most immediate task following the demonstration is organizing solidarity with university staff in their battle over a tax on pensions. Students who took part were rightly outraged that the right-wing leadership of the National Union of Students, NUS, had withdrawn support for the demo 2010. This kind of betrayal is not new. The inspiring 2010 student movement against the trebling of tuition fees and scrapping of EMA was kicked off by a NUS-organized demonstration, but then they abandoned the fight. This, combined with workers being blocked from taking action at the same time by their own weak union leaderships, meant that the movement ended in defeat. We have to fight to avoid the same this time. We have to step up the action with more protests, strikes, and occupations. We also have to have discussions on every campus about what students should do at the ballot box in May. The RIT 1% have four big parties all organized to represent their interests. We need our own party, one that fights in the interests of workers, young people, poor and oppressed. Organizations like the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition have stood in elections as a no-cuts challenge to the big business parties. Socialist ideas. And we have to make sure that the movement is armed with ideas that can lead to real change. Socialists reject the notion that ordinary people must shoulder the burden of paying for a crisis created by bankers, big business and the super rich. We oppose every cut and fight for a society in which the big monopolies are owned publicly and run under democratic control. Rather than production being organized to satisfy capitalist greed, the economy would be planned democratically to meet the needs of ordinary people without destroying the planet.